guys.
Marvelous, Toby, and Vic DeVariety annoyed me because I said that Nigerians don't need visas to go to Mozambique. Like, we don't actually need visas to go to Mozambique. And I actually read it on someone's story because the person travels a lot. And when I said, they busted into laughter. Like, what's so funny?
And wait.
What's so funny?
We're not saying that you're lying. We're not saying that you're lying. Like, try to get. But
what do we also go and do there?
Thank you very much.
Well, you guys are not the adventurous type.
Oh, really?
Yes. So and when I have money, I'll go to Mozambique.
Yes, your honeymoon is going to be in Mozambique.
Yes.
Your firstborn. Yes, it's
I was about to give my children I say this on
Mozambique. You're making it sound like as if you said there's no visa. We don't need visa to go to the UK or to the US or Mexico.
As if Mozambique is so important. I don't know.
Hey, but it's tourist attraction now. That tourist so,
this is Nigeria. Please, who's interested in
Mozambique? People are interested.
Okay, there are not so many
people. Some people are interested.
Please,
but like, there are not so many people interested in tourists.
People are going to Libya. Then why would they go to Mozambique?
Okay, children of God, go to Mozambique. Go. Are we happy? Is he okay?
Yes.
Sorry, you guys, she caught me short. You're welcome to the RPS podcast. Yes. And today we have girls today because unfortunately my war has gone to be with
God.
Okay, Maiwa has left the radio station. His POP is fast approaching, so he's taking that.
Increase your volume.
I'm sad, you get, like, I'm trying to understand.
You're trying to be.
So he's taking that break, and can we give just 1 minute silence for him?
Maiwa is not dead, though.
People.
Maiwa is not dead.
Okay, Maiwa is not dead, guys, but, like, he's gone. He's leaving the radio station, and he's passing out. He's done with NYC and we're really, really going to miss him. So for the meantime, it's just going to be like girls. You get? Yeah. So of recent, our baby girl, I really like her, the insect accent.
Please, you people can comment that Babylon should start speaking accent.
I don't understand that accent.
Why do you guys have a problem with my accent? I'm good with it. I'm going to leave this country.
I've never entered the aeroplane.
Yes, I'm not. Stop it. I've left this country. I've been to Mozambique.
Really? crazy.
That was heavy.
I don't like it. I
was heavy on Tommy, please.
I just came back. I just got back, you know, and I'm trying to lose the accent.
So you're trying to say Mozambique. Accent in Mozambique.
I'm not trying to say that I lived in Mozambique. I just visited for tourism. Yeah, like we said earlier.
How many minutes
for tourism? We're there for like 5 days, like, you know. So we're going to talk about Nse Nkwe Etim, and lately she's been in the news. She shared with the world she can't have children, and it's basically because she
removed her womb.
Yeah, she removed her womb. She had them and.
Adenomyosis.
Yeah.
So that condition is basically about the tissue, the muscle.
It makes the uterus break.
Yeah.
It makes the lining of the uterus to break.
Yeah. But she has adenomyosis. Yeah, that's what she saw. That she had to like remove her womb, so apparently she doesn't have any children. But yeah, from what she said though, so like her husband is like really supportive. No, her husband has really been.
But me, I think one thing I like about her is her coming out to like talk about it, to address it, because I feel like there are other women in this part of the world who are going through this issue. And it's funny how we like where there's depression now, and they say the black people don't get depressed, Africans don't get depressed, but we do get depressed.
She even said that she was depressed, but her husband was actually in the picture, was there for her to take her out of that mood and everything.
Yeah. But one thing to also think is, you know how in-laws can be.
In a society where someone who has a child or two is equal to a bar.
Which you get when
or having girls is actually equal to a bar. But I think we're already moving away from that type of mentality now. It's just that one way or the other, she would have faced backlash in her family and even on social media.
Yeah, of course. I remember, like, when I was reading her story, she actually said that, you know, some people she can just post a random picture of herself or one thing that she has achieved, an award, and the next thing is, you never born. Like, you get. But she's like that. She just decided to like rise above all these things. Because whether she likes it or not, they'll still keep coming. I mean, sure, the media, sure. They'll still keep coming. But she just has to like rise above these things. And I feel like if she has like a supportive husband who will back her, even amidst, you know, his family members and all of that.
Yes, in-laws expecting
the relationship, the marriage will be able to thrive.
Yeah. And I was saying that I hope the man will not be an African man. You know how African men can be. They will support you fine. They'll support you very well, but they will still go outside. Probably pick a girl from their villages
Let's be honest. Unless it's a collective. We have good men in sure, Africa. There are still good men, and hopefully he is going to be one of those good men who stays with her and is actually still like faithful with her, like through the end and through everything.
But I feel like she should still be able to perform IVF. I mean,
we don't know the medical solution.
We can't say the alternative.
Yes,
but she can actually have kids.
She can adopt.
But then, do you know there are many women out there that just probably cannot have children because of a series of abortion they've had, and there are some women out there that will get pregnant and intentionally remove the pregnancy. Do you support abortion?
You're saying something about intentionally removing the pregnancy. Why would you want to intentionally remove your baby?
Yeah. Well, there are many reasons people do that.
Health issues. Not being ready to have children,
health financial issues. We can agree, I can agree to an extent, but if it's not health issue and it's just because, okay, let's say you're not ready to have a child and you just mistakenly in quotes got pregnant and you decide to abort it, I think that's murder to me. Yes.
So are we saying that because it's like we're giving a justification for murder if you're saying that? Because I feel like
on what grounds are we giving a justification for murder?
And that's what I'm trying to say now. She said that if I have health issues or something, then I might not have to give birth to my child. But if I don't have health issues, and probably because the pregnancy came as a result of a mistake, then I can adopt my child, then that one is called murder. But the fact that I have health issues and then so I brought my child is not called murder.
No, it is murder. It is murder. You
either
are killing
way,
a
it's
child.
Murder.
You are killing a
yeah,
child.
Yeah, either way, it is murder. But then I think, to an extent, God should be able to accept the fact that you had health challenges and there is need for you to remove that.
I think I'll just say this kind of mother is necessary to avoid suicide.
Because
I even if that abortion baby, anyway, like regardless if it's on health
basis
or you're not just ready or it's just money issue.
I support abortions with cogent reasons.
I just don't feel like you should abort because you want to abort. I mean, it's a baby, it's a life we're talking about here.
I saw a movie. A couple had issue having children, and after trying different means of getting pregnant and it didn't work miraculously, the wife became pregnant. And when they went to the hospital to test and to run some tests and see how the health of the baby and everything is, the doctor told them that the child has some genetic dysfunction, and when the child will be born, the child will actually have intellectual disorder, will be visually impaired. So now the solution the doctor gave them was they will have to abort the baby instead of bringing the child into the world, and the baby will suffer as well as the couple.
Oh my god, there's one woman on Instagram, she has a child here, that baby has a big head, like that baby has issues with her body, but I don't know the name of her own disorder, but the baby can't walk. She can't. So as she said, she knew that they told her
from the beginning.
Yeah, from the beginning. That should like the best they can do is for her to like have an abortion so she won't have that kind of child. But she was like, no, that God gave her that baby for a reason, so she's going to have that baby for a reason. So she
so
had
now
the baby.
This is the reason.
So
no, it's not this person. It's not the story Victoria was talking about. This one's another woman I know on Instagram. Like that, she posts about the baby.
How's the baby doing?
The baby is doing okay. Well. The baby is doing well. She's taking care of the baby. Like she just creates awareness about the kind of disorder, genetic disorder the baby has, in case there are other people. You know the way this social media thing is about. But me, if I know that I'm going to have a child that is having issues like this, I think I would go for an abortion.
According to the story, the husband did not agree to the abortion. But the woman
so
went ahead
to,
without
funny
consent.
Funny enough, it's going to be the woman that is going to go through the
exactly.
stress. In this part of where we are, it is going to be the woman that will be going through the
that's
stress.
That's when she will give birth and the man will be like... Nah,
at the end of the day, we sort the same baby.
We can't say yet.
See,
because
the thing is, maybe we can't say, but then...
Whatever you can avoid, just try and avoid it. Save yourself the stress.
It might not, we're looking at it from the stress point of view. It might not be all about the stress. See that woman that Tommy was talking about? She knew that she would be ready to love this child
no matter what. Mentally.
So if you know that you are capable of the, you can afford the kind of love that child needs. You can afford the kind of attention and care that child needs.
Then you can have that child.
You were saying because of the way that we live in that the man will take the child.
Might probably.
I feel like, yes, we always want to see African parenting, you know, in one perspective. But I feel like there are aberrations to the norm.
Yeah.
There are men who, I mean,
sure,
there are men
sure
who, can,
are those...
who can be ready to actually take care of the child. I feel like, personally, if I know that I'm ready to love that child, regardless of your state, regardless of your impairments or the problems you're coming with, if I know that I can afford that kind of love, I'm able to give you that love. I can afford the kind of care that child will need. And I can take care of I would have the baby.
What I'm saying. Let's be honest too. Let's be honest. The woman I am talking about that ended up having that baby, that baby is still alive now. She's not a Nigerian. She although she's African, I think she's African or maybe African American. Or something. I can't remember her name. I can't remember everything. But she's definitely not Nigerian. Now let's be honest. In this part of the country where we are, you see disabled people on the road. Let's be honest. If you are disabled, if someone is disabled and you are poor, you do not have money, you cannot live. You cannot live to enjoy. You cannot live like a human being.
But I feel like, you know, some people still have their children. Let's try to look at the reasons why people who don't have the financial capability to have these children still have these children. I feel like Nigeria is a very religious country. We know that,
yes.
That brings us to I was also thinking, yeah, do you think that with the way Nigeria, with the height of religion in quotes that we have in this country, do you think it's actually possible to make abortion legalized in this country? Because I know that the only reason why abortion is legalized in Nigeria is if the woman
on
has
health
issues.
Yes, do you
feel that with the rate at which we carry religion in this country, it's actually possible to legalize?
It's not possible.
The way we're talking about it, this abortion, knowing you're pregnant and the baby is paired in a way before having that baby, you know, and that's on health grounds. That's why the doctor advises you that this is what you can do and this is what we advise you to do. This that's legal in a way, right?
No. The reason, you know, you understand, like it's health grounds in the sense that if it's going to affect the woman's health,
yeah, but the doctor is advising you to.
No, do you get no in Nigeria? If the doctor is telling you that it's going to affect the woman's health, you can abort the baby. But if it affects the baby's health, they leave it to you to decide. It's not like they're advising you to abort. Did you get?
They leave it to you
to decide. So it's only legal if it affects
the
mother.
Mother's health.
Did you get?
Okay.
That's just the only thing.
Okay. Sorry, Victoria. In Nigeria, apart from like abroad, America, UK, when something like this comes up, when there's a child that is, let's look at this conjoined twins kind of thing. You know, it's common abroad, and people try to help. People try to, like, there are hospitals that are in full support. You see it in the news where doctors are carrying out a surgery on this conjoined kind of things. But you don't see that here in Nigeria. It is the kind of grounds where we raise disabled people
children here
in Nigeria. It is poor. We have NGOs that actually support
help,
but they are not supported. The government is not supporting them. It's only based on their financial strength. They are doing the little they can do, but then again, they can't help everybody. I'm sure if there are a lot of disabled people abroad too, but I don't think
they live a better life
than the beggars on the road here in Nigeria. Do you know? So let's be honest. He also showed us a video of a boy and his father doing this, what did you call it, triathlon race kind of thing, where he took his son to swim and the boy was also physically challenged. Please, who has that time here in Nigeria? Everybody's trying to make the state of the economy safe. The economy is not very encouraging. That man, I'm sure people give him money, hand him food, hand him
so he has all
insurance.
The time.
He has all the time.
Then to think of it, almost all governments abroad pay their children as soon as they are born.
They have this allowance
until they are 18, 19. You already have what it takes to take care of that child.
Okay. Now we're basically saying that these children should be only allowed to be given birth to in Nigeria now if their parents have the financial capability to take care of the children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now, what if I'm a woman, just like an example, I'm a woman and I don't have the financial capabilities to take care of the child,
mm-hmm.
but I know that I'm able to love that child regardless and I'm ready to care for that child regardless. Wait, I know that it's Nigeria and I've been trying to have a child. I want to look at it from the point of view of the woman that Victoria was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You get? I've been looking for a child.
Yeah.
Finally, I have a child.
But after this child is not...
How many years? Let's estimate 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
This child is disabled and God knows I want a child.
Yeah.
And I want to have that baby.
And they told you before.
Told me that child is going to have one issue or the other and I want to have that
well,
baby.
Well, maybe that's what God wants you to have. Then you have it like that.
Mm.
But I don't know. I just feel like love is not enough.
Baby,
love is not enough. That's what I'm asking. Are you saying that you don't have the baby? I've been looking for a child.
It's your decision.
Not enough. Just like relationships too. Being in a relationship. Even being in a marriage relationship. I love you, you love me. But there's no money. But can you chill? But we don't have money. There's no money to buy this. You will get frustrated. There are times where you start cursing each other. Start wondering, why did I get into this?
Besides, we are both AS. We love each other. Everyone is telling us not to get married. And then we go ahead to get married. Is it not obvious that whatever you face, you are solely on your own?
But people still do it.
Yeah, people still do it.
That's what I'm saying. You get people.
But the trouble they face is enough.
See, what I'm going to say here is that you bear the consequences.
Of course.
Merciful death thing. I've forgotten the name. Want to die. It's called euthanasia. There are some countries, there are some states that have issues. There are a lot there are a lot of grounds where it is allowed and where it is not allowed. Do you understand? That's like merciful killing, where you kill people, someone to save them from suffering. Pain and suffering. I had grandma. She was really sick. She was really stressed. And I was like, she should just leave. She should go. Because I can't do anything to it. I can't do anything to help her. I feel like she should die so that she can be at rest.
Okay. What I feel as regarding people who don't have financial capability but still want to have their children, probably because they've not had children since. I feel like if you want to have that child, have that child. But be ready to bear the consequences.
Of course.
If you are SS, you know that you're AS and then your spouse is AS. And then you want to marry, be ready to bear that
consequences.
That's what I'm going to say. If you want it, you signed up for it. So don't go out dropping that child out elsewhere. Don't go out making the child live a miserable life. Be sure that you are ready to have take care of that child.
If you know you are going to have a child who has an impairment or who has a coma,
be ready.
Just be ready.
And don't make that child feel guilty for coming.
All right, guys. I want us to go back to having abortion legalized in Nigeria. You know, I was saying that the only instance where abortion is legalized in Nigeria is on health grounds, on the mother's health. So now, you know, there are so many people who have abortions for various reasons. Example, rape. Nobody prays to get raped. Nobody expects to get raped. And maybe, you know, some people feel like abortion should be legalized on the grounds of rape because probably the girl is too young or, you know, you didn't see it coming. You're not just ready for it. So probably you should have abortion now. Do you think abortion should be legalized because so many people have abortions for different reasons? And then because it's not legalized in Nigeria, they have to go through the, you know, corners and then they end up in quack or unregistered clinics or hospitals where they have quack doctors
or drinking,
you know, carrying out unprofessional operations on them, and then it ends up affecting their womb or their health entirely.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said.
And then also in Nigeria, we understand we're getting to that point where population is a problem. We're getting to that point where population will become a serious problem in this country. How many are we now? When last were they able to conduct a successful census?
I can't even remember. I was
probably in 2000
primary 2
primary one.
So now with all this, with all these reasons that I've stated down, do you think that abortion should
be? Yes, it should. I think it should. Personally, I don't know why.
I don't think it should.
You're talking about population. You're talking about people harming themselves because they are going through the corner means of having these abortions. People are dying because they cannot have a legit abortion process. Then there's a problem of population. People do not want to. People are increasing day by day. Children are being born every day. Do you understand? And I feel like as a woman, I made the conscious decision to have sex. I know bearing in mind I could have used a condom. I could have used anything. But then again, I think for me to be able to make the conscious decision to have sex, nobody should actually dictate to me if I should have an abortion or not, because then it is my body.
Wait, I support the fact that abortion should be legalized for some reasons.
Not for some reasons.
But abortion will never control our population. Never. And that is what I believe.
Yeah, but it can be one of them.
I don't believe abortion will help us completely to control our population, because we have come to a point in the country where everyone is struggling. I believe that as an individual, if I'm giving birth to 18 children, it is because I am able to take care of them. It is none of the government's business.
Well, you know, in Nigeria, you can't say
that. Wait. It is none of the government's business. So the government cannot come and be dictating to me this is the number of children.
No, we're not talking about dictating the number of children.
I'm just saying that abortion, as far as I'm concerned, when someone is aborting, someone is giving birth to many children. Do you get? I'm aborting one pregnancy.
Yeah, but it's still happening. Giving birth. Okay, then the number of children is also adding to the ones.
I don't feel. I think that using abortion as a means to control population is not right, because abortion is not something, it's almost like using a wrong method to try to do something right. And I feel is totally incorrect. China, that is controlling their population, is not using abortion as a means.
It's just like saying that suicide should be made legal.
Yes. So they're not. So we can bring up different policies that can control this.
What I feel is like abortion cannot completely control the population, but it can help in controlling. It can be one of the things.
It shouldn't even be an option.
So what are the options? Can you tell me the options, please? Are you telling me people in China don't have abortions?
They do. That's not what we are saying.
But it's not a measure for them to control population.
Fine, but because they already have a policy in ground of children.
That's what I'm saying. If Nigeria wants to control population, they should be.
It is one of no. It is not a good thing. It is not okay. Is it a good thing to control the way China is doing? Is it a good thing to control the number of children a family has?
But at least involved.
Are you telling me that some couples in China like that, the number of children that they've had, that's the number of children that they've had. They've never ever gotten pregnant between each other like that.
I'm not saying
China
that
China is not using it as a policy to
tell me if they bring it to Nigeria now and they start saying this is the number of children people should have. And how many of you in Nigeria? Let's be honest, how many of you in Nigeria would do it? How many of you in Nigeria would agree to that? Be honest.
Yes, Nigeria will obviously have a problem. China obviously had a problem. You cannot set policies and expect everybody to be comfortable with
you at a people in Nigeria, because you people are, she said earlier, she can decide to have 18 children and it is not the business of the exactly. So you cannot control, you cannot tell me the number of children I should have. Like in China, there, are you telling me that because let's say I don't know the number of children that they allow in China. Okay, one. Are you trying to tell me that they've never gotten pregnant among each other before? They don't have teenage pregnancies there. They don't have rape cases there where people get pregnant. They don't have people getting pregnant
China,
there.
Do you understand? China, we're not saying that people have abortions in China. People have abortions all over the world.
But you're making it
but you
seem
cannot
like
say that. We cannot say that the president of Nigeria should not come and say that we want to start controlling the population of country.
So what's the problem?
And then we should now begin to make use of abortion. It is totally wrong. So, it's more than for crying
it
out loud.
Is one of the things. I'm not saying it is complete. I'm saying it is one of the things. If you are not allowing abortion, okay, can you mention the other things that can help to control
affects the psychology?
Then that is the problem
women.
On the women, because she made the conscious decision. She made the conscious decision
to
have an abortion. I am saying is nobody should have control over what I do to my body. You don't get what I'm saying. So if I was in rape, I made the conscious decision to have sex. I made the conscious decision decision that, okay, I don't want to use a condom. I made the conscious decision that I don't want to use Postinor. No, I don't want to use any of that. And now I am pregnant and I don't want the baby. Next, I want to have an abortion. And I go to the hospital and I don't... But I wasn't raped. They asked me, were you raped? And I said, no, but I don't want this baby again.
You're saying that...
So I should have a baby I do not want at that point in my life.
Okay. You're saying that nobody... You don't want anybody to dictate to you what you want to do to your body. But at the same time, you are saying the government should legalize abortion. Indirectly, I didn't know dictating what you are doing to your body.
No, okay, the way you are now saying that they should not legalize abortion, it should be on war ground.
No,
is that not dictating what I should do? With the way the way I'm saying the government should legalize abortion, they are indirectly telling me what to do to my body, right?
Okay.
If the government too doesn't legalize abortion, but it's based on the grounds of rape or health grounds, is that also not dictating
medical people that give?
You already said that on health grounds and for some women. Reasons, and you said for every reason, abortion should not be legalized for everything.
You are controlling what I do to my body. I was not raped, even if I don't have health grounds. Yeah? You are controlling what I am doing. If you are saying that the government, it should be on some grounds, you are still controlling what some people are going to do to their body. What about the people that were not raped? People that do not have health issues?
Tell me, whether we like it or not, all these laws that are established in Nigeria, you steal, then you go death by hanging. You do this. Either ways, they're controlling what you do to yourself. Do you know? Either ways, you are being controlled. The law is there for us to be controlled one way or the other. We are restricted by the law one way or the other. So whether your body or not, whether your health or not, whether your mind or your freedom or not, the law is there to control us one way or the other. Now, going back to the reason of I decide to get pregnant, please. Okay. We have so much access to sex education in the world, like it's flying everywhere. There's condom. Condom is free. Condom is, and that's me and Tony we're talking about this morning. How condom is free and sanitary pads
is expensive.
It's expensive. That is totally wrong, but that's another topic for another day.
Today.
Condoms are entirely free. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
Now, Postinor, you can buy Postinor. Everybody knows about Postinor now. Now you know about sex education. You know about condoms. You know about Postinor. You decide to have unprotected sex. You discover that you had unprotected sex. You saw Postinor. You didn't buy. You now finally get pregnant. You now decide that you want to have an abortion. If there's any reason why they should make abortion legalized, that person should be penalized for actually asking to have an abortion. Because in your right senses, you got pregnant. You ignored all the measures you could possibly take.
So what makes you think she's not in her right senses when she decides to have an abortion too? You already said, because I actually agree, abortion cannot completely control population.
So you're taking us back. I want us to discuss this. Is that right or wrong? Should that person be actually allowed the right to have abortion?
Why is it not reasonable, please? Wait, can you
why is it reasonable?
No. On this one, you cannot totally say that it is not reasonable. The example I will cite is this. I decided to enjoy myself, to have sex. Okay, blah, 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 blah. Probably I didn't remember to buy Postinor. I got pregnant or I get pregnant and I decided to go and have an abortion. First and foremost, deciding to go and have an abortion, I have already thought about it and I have decided that whatever comes as the consequences, I am big enough to bear it.
Is the person
but
a
baby?
But that's
not usually the testimony after a few years later.
That is their personal business.
That's because
they made the conscious decision to do that. That is how people keep pregnancies that they are not ready to have.
I will say again, for reasons, people can just decide to have abortions. For example, someone that has been chasing some for all of her life, and suddenly she finally almost gets it and now the baby is now standing between her
and that thing
she's trying to achieve. If I am in that position, I cannot authoritatively say that I am going to abort, but I think I am going to abort. It depends on how great that thing is to me. You don't know my reasons, so you cannot totally say that I am being unreasonable.
The fear of secondary school children, secondary school girls having abortions, using angers for themselves because they cannot actually come out to say that they are pregnant because of that kind of shame. That is why they do, because they know that if it comes out like that, they will decide to maybe shame them.
In that case, I think parents or the society should prefer a better and accommodating atmosphere for cases like that.
If you're saying about secondary school girls, that's a different thing entirely, because probably they did not have access to condoms and they did not have access to Postinor. I'm talking about people that have access to this thing.
All right.
Adults.
Do you get? My simple question is, right or wrong?
It is not right to have an abortion. Exactly. Wait, so what are you supporting exactly? What I'm saying is, it is wrong.
That's what I'm asking for.
Fine, but you cannot say it should be done. There are people that have babies that they do not want, because they decide to keep this baby.
No, she's saying that there are some people that not like you, nothing happened. You had sex.
So why is that a problem? Why is that a problem if the person decides?
I don't like the way we're looking at this topic, because we're talking about a life, for crying out loud. We're talking about a baby, for crying out loud. Whether we like it or not, this is a life. This is a life. And then you cannot just wake up one morning and decide, after ignoring all the measures you could possibly use, and say that you just want to abort a baby and make it look like it's drinking water. I'm sorry. No, we're making it look like as if it's just, oh, let me wake up, I'm going to brush my teeth. No, it's not right.
My own point is that
you should do what's reason for you. Is different from your own reason. Yes. Anyway, you can't say because some people's reason can be for school. Some people's reason can be for school. Some people's reason can be for parents. Some people's reason can be for health grounds. Some people's reason can be for rape. Some people's reason can be for depression.
She's not talking about all those ones.
But you cannot just wake up in the morning and say, because I'm praying. Especially if you are mad. Or I cannot just, if I get pregnant, I cannot, and I'm married, or I'm not even married, but I have the money to take care of this baby.
I cannot
just wake up in the morning and say, okay, I'm going to have an abortion for the fun of it.
Abortion is wrong. I want us to go over to like the psychological effects that this abortion caused, because it's not a light issue. We're talking about a life. Yeah.
See, you guys, I heard that if the fetus has not turned into a baby, baby is already growing organs and arms, it's not yet a life yet. So if you have an abortion, that's no mother yet.
If you plant rice and the rice is growing, it's only the leaves that's growing there. See, guys, let's talk about psychological effects that women go like having to have abortion. Whether or not it's a conscious effort, whether or not it's reasonable, women always have to go through psychological effects when they have abortion.
Yeah,
most people are not able to like voice out.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's one of the things that promotes as increased suicide in the world.
Yeah,
you know, women
and the stories of people leaving their babies in gutters and stuff
and
like
things
that.
Like that. Women have to go through like a lot of psychological issues and all of that. So I feel like no matter how strong you are, and then you can take this thing, I've decided, and then I've decided, and I can feel like I'm bearing all the consequences, and I can do it. There's no how. That thing affects your psychology.
Next
time you're going to have a baby, that thing is going to like, it can do things to you. Do you get? And it can affect you.
Yeah.
So personally, I still stand my ground. There are reasons why you should not have abortion, and abortion should not be legalized. If at all, you have reasons enough, even in cases of rape.
Of course.
Even in cases of rape, there are people still who get raped and they still want to have that baby. But just think things through.
Think through basically before you do it.
In thinking things through, this takes me back to people wanting to have abortion just because they feel like, just because.
But do people that like that exist?
Tommy, many are mad, but few are roaming. This takes me back to saying I want to have an abortion. I've already thought about it and I want to do it. No matter how much you have thought about it, it is good that no matter how strong you want to say you want to be, see, you are taking a whole life.
Something that is already growing inside of you.
You already have a connection.
You feel like you've already removed a part of you. You know, I had a friend that did this thing. Some months like before we left school, she was telling us that she's ready. That's why I can shout about this thing. She's ready. She would do it. And nothing happened. After the abortion, she became a shadow
of herself.
Not because anyone was chasing her in her dreams, or the only thought of, I actually removed something from
myself.
I used to feel that something was breathing before.
It's so inside of me.
I've removed it, and that thing is not
empty now. I feel empty.
She became something else. So what I'm saying is this: no matter how strong you are, if you get pregnant, even if you don't want it,
there are other ways.
Try.
Just have the baby or something.
Try, just have it.
Have the baby. I feel like it's even better have the baby. And if you cannot afford to take your child, give the baby up for adoption and make sure that you're following up with the child. I feel like that's another better way. Instead of adopting and then taking a life, it's a life.
To not discover that you develop a kind of bond. It is not even a kind of, you are a mother. There is naturally a bond between
your child.
A mother and the child. Even if for now you don't want the child, you will later develop a bond between you and the child.
You know, people are looking for babies out there. You just want to help you take care of your child. You can have a signed document at this age. If I feel like I'm stable enough, I'll come and have my child back and let the baby know that, okay, this is your mother. Let the baby understand, because in the end, people that end up doing these things, you give your baby out, then
they don't follow.
You just come after so many years. Yes, and then I expect the child to accept you. It just don't go down.
Even if your DNA says so,
it just don't go down like that. Yeah. Oh my God, we argued a lot, and I feel like we'll not be able to reduce this thing to 30 minutes. But I feel like we'll have a lot of comments on that.
Why is it to me? Because I support abortion. What?
Please just feel free to leave in comments. Let's know what you think, because like this topic is really, really important. Thank you so much.
Oh my God, so sorry. See, even if I support abortion, there's nothing like having your own baby. It's just a beautiful thing, and if you are not ready, just try to like talk to someone that can help anyway. Abortion is not the only way, but like just try to think things through.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.